And a young one would be a
heifer. Heifer and a steer. If you castrated the little one when he was little, it'd be a steer. And if you let him have his so long, as you'd call him a bull.
Okay. And what a calf would be a.
Either one. Calf would be a heifer or a bull.
Okay.
Or a steer.
You mentioned castration. How was that done?
Well, they have a little sack there, you know.
Right.
Well, nowadays, they used to cut them out.
Right.
Now they put a band around them, a rubber band, and they do it to sell.
Okay.
The band.
Now let me ask you. You mentioned that a castrated bull is called a steer. What would a castrated horse be called?
Gilding.
And what would a castrated pig be called?
A barrel.
Castrated what?
A barrel.
Barrel.
Okay.
Oh,
castrated.
Castrated
hog.
Pig is a barrel, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what about, would there be a name for castrated sheep? Do you ever call it a wether?
Wether, yeah.
Okay.
One that's not as a buck.
Yeah.
As a buck, okay. And how about a female sheep?
You.
Okay. And a male hog would be a...
Shote.
A shote. Do you ever use the word boar?
No.
Okay.
Well, male hog, yeah. Male hog's a boar. No, a shote's a castrated hog.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a boar.
Okay. You mentioned that y'all had chicken. You had chickens. Did you have other kind of domestic fowl on the farm?
Turkeys. You raised turkeys.
Okay.
Used to.
Did you raise any geese or?
Geese. I used to raise geese.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We talked about stud horses. What would a female horse be called?
Mare.
Okay.
And one that was castrated. You call it a gelding.
Gelding. All right. Now I want to ask you a word I've heard a good bit out here. What's a bronco?
Bronco. Well, that's a bronco.
It's a wild horse.
A wild horse.
Okay.
It's a Mustang.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a green horse?
A what?
A green horse.
Well, yeah, or sort of. They've never been ridden, and they get them in and... Break them, you know.
Have you ever heard of the word broomtail? Is that something else they'd be called?
Broomtail, yeah.
Just kind of a nag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering, we've talked about horses. Was there another kind of animal that was like a horse, but it was kind of a pack animal?
Well, a donkey.
A what?
Donkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mule.
Or a mule.
Yeah.
Donkey. They pack a lot with donkeys.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays they're packing with. These people raise them over here.
Llamas.
Hmm. How about burros?
Burros? Yeah. Used to have burros.
Okay.
You ever try to ride one? They can slip you off over their head so easy that it's, you can't hold on.
What
would a male and female mule be called?
A Jenny.
The female. And the male would be a Jack.
Okay. Now, when you were working out on the farm, or if you had a bunch of horses together that were strung together, would that have a name, a string of horses?
Well, you drive two, you got a two-horse team. You drive four, you got a four-horse team. You drive a six-horse team.
Okay.
And you can drive a four-horse team strung out, or you can drive them in a group.
Okay.
Or six the same way.
Would,
group.
I was wondering if you ever heard of the word remuda or cavy.
I never did.
Mm-hmm. It's a herd of horses.
Yeah, Bermuda.
They get ready to, before they have a cattle drive or something.
Yeah.
Oh.